Well, we had a little bit of extra music there coming up for the West End Report as we're wandering around here trying to figure out what we're doing. You're listening to WCOM LP FM, Chapel Hill Carborough, 103.5 FM on your radio dial, and this is the West End Report Friday Focus on the Arts with Jackie Helvey coming up next. WCOM and the West End Report are grateful for the support of Community Realty, located at 201 North Greensboro Street, Carborough, 27510. And to learn more about their real estate services, you can visit www.communityrealty.com or call 919-932-1990. First, the weekend weather. Mostly clear, as most of you can see out there after we had that wonderful rain today. It was a nice, steady rain. I don't know exactly how much fell, but we can use every bit we can get. There'll be areas of fog after midnight, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, sunny, highs in the upper 50s. We're going back to spring again. Light and variable winds overnight tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows in the lower 30s. Sunny on Sunday, highs in the lower 60s, overnight lows in the lower 40s. Start off next week, upper 50s, heading up to around 70 on Tuesday. So we've got not just spring weather, but we're heading up into summer, it seems like. And hello, Jackie.
Hey. We started late, and we are late, and trying to get it together. Hey.
Yeah, but that's all right, because we are the arts people here, so we're allowed to be a little bit late. It's the artistic temperament, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
So here we go. We've got special guests tonight. We've got Zach Ward from DSI Comedy Theater and his friend
Kit Fitzsimmons.
And we will be talking to them in a minute. Let me run down the arts calendar for this weekend before we do that, because Zach's got a lot of stuff going on here shortly, and we want to talk about that. But we'll start by saying what's going on this weekend at the Art Center, 300 East Main Street, artcenterlive.org. The art is a photography interactive installation, because we're still here and moving. Mapping a world of black history in our own backyard. And in the East End Gallery, the paintings of Arts Center painting instructor Juan DiGulio will be featured. Acrylic paintings. And tonight and the 2nd and at 8 p.m. and the 3rd, which I guess is Sunday. Is that right? At 3 p.m.,
yeah.
Saturday and Sunday at 3 p.m., the Art Center will be presenting Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street. And the post-gala reception for that will be tomorrow night. Join Company Carolina for this musical thriller about a 19th century barber out for revenge. Wrongfully incarcerated by an evil judge for 15 years, Todd returns to London and rents rooms above a struggling pie shop. Given Sweeney Todd's razor-sharp vengeance, however, the pie shop's struggles are short-lived, as are some of the judge's patrons. And tonight, at the Century Center at 100...
It's a comedy!
That's just
yes.
The weirdest thing to turn into a musical or a comedy. I just...
Yeah. Okay, y'all, you're getting me out of my reading mode here.
Oh, sorry about that.
Cannibalism.
Okay, at the Century Center, 100 North Greensboro Street, townofcarborough.org, tonight from 7 to 8:30 is the Nia Jam, and tomorrow night is Footloose Contra Dance from 6:30 to 11. And then at the Lunchbox Concert Series is on Thursdays from noon to 1, and this Thursday features Club Boheme. Club Boheme is drawn to the classic mid-century style of Peggy Lee, Mildred Bailey, and Billie Holiday, but also the smooth sass of the 1930s Paris cafe music. Although this music respects the past, it's not devoted to upholding traditions. The focus is strictly on the fun of performing. Audiences are quick to get on board and tap their feet to the upbeat exchange of guitar and fiddle or slide sideways into a bluesy ballad. And the art at the Century Center this month is Valerie Town, a self-taught artist who has had a lifelong interest in the arts. She paints with acrylics and oil bars and has developed a naive style using poster colors and house neighborhood themes. And at Carborough Town Hall, 301 West Main Street, is the photography of Dave Otto, Bowling Creek and Woodlands, Natural Treasures. This exhibit includes more than 40 prints of the creek, wildflowers, autumn foliage, critters, and reflections. Pictures will be on sale with 25% donated to the Friends of Bowling Creek and 25% to the Carborough Art Committee. At Cat's Cradle, 300 East Main Street, catscradle.com. Friday at 9:30 is Urban Sophisticates and Dub Conscious. And at 8:30 tomorrow night is DeLorean, 9 p.m. Traffic, and Brio. And at DSI at Carmel, DSIComedyTheater.com, Friday night at 9:30 is Mr. Diplomat. Saturday at 5 is sports Comedy Sports for Kids. I'm a little bit dyslexic. 7:30, Comedy Sports, and 9:30, Best Show Ever. And then we're going to be talking about this in a minute. February 19th through 24th, 2008, DSI proudly presents the 8th Annual Dirty South Improv Festival. Should I read that paragraph or we'll just talk about it?
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, and you wrote this, so welcoming comedians from Los Angeles, New York, and Toronto and acts from around the world to showcase some of the best work the alternative comedy scene has to offer. DSI Comedy Center, Theater, the Arts Center, and Cat's Cradle will showcase both professional comedians and college improv ensembles. Last year, most of the shows were completely sold out, so buy your tickets in advance. And at McDougall Schools is Elements of Visual Arts Part 1, Textiles, curated by Anita Wolfenden, Linda Carmel, and Naris Levy. This exhibit runs from January 19th to April 8th. This exhibit features 21 local textile artists and attempts to preview and to present an overview of the range and possibilities within the discipline of fiber art, from wool to felt to silk, paper to soft sculptures. It's a pretty neat exhibit. I went and checked it out. It's got a lot of different kind of stuff. Also during the life of the exhibition, the library will hold a free art workshop led by one of the show's participating artists. This exhibit is made possible by the Friends of Carborough Branch Library and the Fowler Foundation. Exhibiting artists are Anita Wolfenden, Peg Reese, Irma Kirkpatrick, Shirley McConaughey, Megan Clark, Claudia McLean, Carcourt Quilting Circle, Regina Shellhouse, Sharon Parker, Catherine Nelson, Elaine O'Neill, Carolyn Davenport, Mary Ellen Goyer, Carol Blackmore, Sandy Milroy Jens, Kay Mee Parks, Sarah Domingos, and Mary Ann Pagano. At the NC Crafts Gallery, 212 West Main Street, nccraftsgallery.com, new paintings by Melissa Miller of Chapel Hill. At Nested, 118 East Main Street, nestedhome.com, Laura Williams is featured with digital prints on mulberry paper and plywood. Oh, I forgot to see who's performing at Open Eye tonight. But somebody is.
Somebody's performing. A lot of people are drinking coffee.
Yeah, they are. And they do have an art exhibit going on there, 101 South Greensboro Street, openeyecafe.com. And you can go on their website to find out who's performing since I spaced it out. The art this month is paintings by Mary Carlton. Work reflects experiences and levels of emotions, dreams, environmental concerns, layered and uncovered, yet left to interpretation. And the side room features multimedia work by Miles Murray. At Panzanella at Carmel, panzanella.com, is The Conversation, new paintings by Stephen Silverleaf. And this show comes down on the 4th, so check it out if you want to see it. At Provence, 203 West Weaver, work by Peg Bockenheimer. At Wutini, Carmel, 200 North Greensboro Street, wutini.com, a collection of work by Daniel Danger, an artist with a stunning visual sense. And then I wanted to mention the Community Art Project. This year, the theme is elements. And we have Brian Holsenbeck and Hunter Levinson facilitating the creation of an elements labyrinth, March 1st at the Community Center from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we are inviting the entire population to come and join us as we build this labyrinth. The Community Center's over on, what is that, Estes Drive?
Estes Drive, yeah, right across from the U Mall.
Right. So that should be a lot of fun. We're going to be using all the junk that they pull out of Bowling Creek to make a labyrinth.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, it really is going to be cool.
It's going to be a permanent installation.
It's not going to be permanent. I don't know how. I don't know when they'll haul it away, or you know, it all depends on how big it is. I
guess having a walkable labyrinth here, we should have a permanent one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Do that.
And one last thing, the Carver Appearance Commission proposes to distinguish historic vintage properties with identifying plaques. These plaques will be available for purchase by residential and commercial owners whose buildings meet certain qualifying criteria. The Historic Plaque Program Committee invites all area artists to enter a competition for the ideal plaque design. Tasteful, timeless, permanent, and reproducible for under $200. The prize for the winning design is $500 cash and the satisfaction of being chosen by the town of Carborough to help celebrate its architectural history for decades to come. Okay, that's the art news.
Decades to come.
Yes.
After the beep.
Welcome, you guys.
Well, thanks for having us on the station.
Yeah, and tell us all about what you're doing. What you doing?
I'm here with Kit Fitzsimmons, and Kit and I both...
Are you funny, Kit?
Yes. End scene.
Kit is actually... The reason I brought Kit over here is because Kit is one of the only actual employees of the DSI Comedy Theater.
Wow, you've got employees?
I
have employee is...
is the thing. So Kit and I decided to come over and talk about the festival and the theater and answer any questions that you had. But let's start off telling you about the festival one word at a time.
Yes.
The
festival
is
going
to
be
on
February
19th
through
24th,
2008.
The
best
of
improv.
Okay, this isn't working. Sometimes it works, sometimes
it doesn't. You guys were having to think too hard.
Absolutely. Well, it is Friday.
They're having too much fun. That's the problem.
That is part of the problem. Well, the best of the country is really coming to Carborough, in a one-block radius. And I know that I've talked to you about this, Jackie, but to have all these comedians from around the country, New York, Los Angeles, Toronto, Chicago, and every little town in between, coming to raise the population of Carborough by about 4.5%, which is great and scary.
Yeah, well, and the fact that this is your eighth year, right?
Yes, it is.
That's incredible.
So incredible.
And it's really been something that over the past 8 years has amazed me. I mean, I came to the Arts Committee and came to the town of Carborough this year, really after 7 full years of producing the festival and
bringing in thousands of people to town.
Thousands of people
year.
And from what the Visitors Bureau tells me, thousands and thousands of dollars of revenue just for the food and drink and retail.
Makes me want to rent out some rooms in my house that week.
It's crazy. I remember the time when we first started the festival that people would just crash in apartments of friends.
Really?
And now, you know, now a hotel is making about $40,000 just for that 1 week. So it's pretty...
Boy, if only I had the money to build a hotel.
If you had the money to build a hotel, you wouldn't need to build a hotel.
That's true.
Ding.
So we're pretty excited. And Kit is one of the performers, so he's going to be performing with Comedy Sports at the Art Center. We're really happy that the Art Center is a partner for the event. So
You're going to have several performances going on simultaneously? Is that the
absolutely
way it works?
Mm-hmm. So the festival is going to kick off on Tuesday, and we're going to keep it in the DSI Comedy Theater on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, branching out to more locations. We've got over at the Arts Center, both on the main stage and the West End. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be expanding out to the Cat's Cradle on Friday and Saturday with special guest MC Chris.
Some wow. comedy that rocks. Thank you, Frank Heath.
But yeah, and then closing off on Sunday with our high school showcase with all the local high school.
Oh, what fun!
Oh, it is a blast. We have high school groups from Chapel High School, East Chapel High School, an independent improv team that rehearses at DSI, and Cedar Ridge High School coming in to perform all together on Sunday night.
Great. So to give us some specifics, if folks want to look at who's performing and all that kind of stuff, they go to your website.
We're gonna spell out the website one letter at a time. No, I'm just kidding.
Kid's old.
Kid's like, I guess. We actually, you could go online to festival.dirtysouthimprov.com, festival.dirtysouthimprov.com, and you can check out all of the artists that are coming in from around the country and get descriptions of their shows and the schedule for all the venues. And you can even buy tickets online tonight if you want.
And the tickets do sell out, so people have to get them in advance,
yeah.
Right, pretty
well,
much.
One of the things about it being such a huge event is that we have about 500 people coming in just for the festival. So the number of tickets that are available to the public get smaller and smaller each year.
That's true.
So with that many people in town performing and watching each other, it's really, you know, it's really important that if there are groups that people in the public want to go see, that they get those tickets in advance. And
now, for folks who aren't familiar with DSI, mm-hmm. give us the lowdown on DSI. I just moved here from. Oh, I won't say that town. From
Pittsburgh?
Yeah, from Pittsburgh. I was thinking of a place in Egypt, but go ahead.
Oh. Okay, Pittsburgh. No. So what we've done over the past 2.5 years, the DSI Comedy Theater opened October of 2005, and we have been producing comedy shows and teaching comedy classes right here in Carrboro on the back of Carmel Mall. You could say that the back door to Elmo's is the front door to comedy. I don't know if that's appropriate.
I've heard that said before.
Thank you, Cindy. Now,
right next to the dumpsters, right?
Exactly. But right on the back of Carmel Mall is the entrance to our theater. We seat about 84, and we do 6-7 shows a week and teach classes. And you just read off the schedule. We do shows for everybody who could possibly want to come see a show. We have kids as young as 4 come see shows like Comedy Sports for Kids, and we have people that are of ill repute come to see shows like Mr. Diplomat tonight.
Oh, you like the people you hang out with,
like,
right?
like the demon barber. When we sing musicals, it's great.
Cool. And you do this now, you teach classes. What is that's a Thursday night thing, right? Is that correct?
Well, we teach classes all the time.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got levels 1 through 3 with a special level 4 class. Our next level 1 is starting up right after the festival, in fact, February 27th. And still space is available for that. But
thank you, kid.
tonight, if you want. But yeah, so there are classes going on almost every night of the week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So wow. There's always something going on at DSI.
We actually have a performing company of about 50 people that perform in different shows, different improv groups, all at DSI. And at any given time, we have almost, I would say, 60 to 70 students in classes at any one of our levels, Improv 101 through 401.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, and we have our theater, which, like I said, is the front door to our theater is the back door to Elmo's. But upstairs in Carmel Mall, we have a studio where we teach classes and our groups rehearse, and we've rented it out for other rehearsal groups as well.
Oh, that's neat. I didn't realize mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, the elevator doors to Carmel Mall are the front door to our studio.
Ah. So what else? What else is going on over there?
What else is going on? Well, you know what? Actually, something that's really exciting this month is that we have started to call her.
It's a wrong number. Go ahead.
It's a wrong number. You're sure. Is that we've started to invite bands and local musical acts in to play music and inspire the comedy. So that's been pretty exciting.
This is not a wrong number.
Oh. It's not a wrong number.
This is not a wrong number.
Oh, it's that.
It's Catherine, only me.
Catherine Devine.
You said my name.
Uh-oh.
Now, say those dates again, please, for the festival.
February
19th
through
24th,
yikes. 2008.
Okay. Now, what if somebody had a room to rent?
I gave her an idea. We're going to start a whole new business
just
here.
Just hypothetically speaking.
The website's called Craigslist. And absolutely great. Absolutely great. And it's up, you know, it's really up to the individual whether they want to rent out to a comedian.
That could get scary.
We at the DSI Comedy Theater cannot guarantee the upfit of your apartment.
Is this quite lovely? Do you have a hospitality broker?
Do we have a hospitality broker?
Are you volunteering?
Yeah. But it would be for rent.
Okay. I wonder what a hospitality broker should do for a comedy festival.
Remember, Catherine, this is a non-profit radio station.
A community radio station.
Oh, yeah, just provide some agency.
Okay, Catherine, we'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
The water callers are at OpenEye tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Water callers.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
The water colors.
Collars,
because
C-A-L-L.
The water colors.
Collars. Collars. Like the spoonerism of Caterwaulers.
Yeah, that's, and every time I see it, I think that. Zach,
I have
true.
Never thought the word spoonerism ever.
Well, I hadn't thought that word, but every time I see the water callers, I think mm-hmm. Caterwaulers.
Well, is it a band or is it
a
movement to end the drought?
It's a band that dances a rain dance. Okay. I don't know. I've not heard.
I don't know. I think maybe, you know, Awkwafina might have a water caller just like to bring down the good bottled water.
Is that like a water company's hospitality broker?
Water bottler, water bottler, water
jokers,
bottler.
Jokers, I'm surrounded by jokers. Okay, now we got a couple more.
And all
more
you really
minutes.
Want is the Queen of Hearts. Oh.
Tell us the dates again, please.
February
19th
through,
I forgot.
24th,
thank you.
Okay, I'm going
to 2008.
Okay.
That's coming up soon. We're like 18 days away, 17 days away.
Yeah.
It's really gotten into crunch time, and we've been pretty excited to, A, come on this show to talk about the festival. We've been able to get a lot of local businesses to help sponsor the event and really make us facilitating this and being a hospitality broker to all of those groups possible. So it's been exciting. Thank you very much, everyone in Carrboro.
Well, we know that you'll have a fabulous fabulous audience for this. We have no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's going to be a great time, and I'm mm-hmm. going to try to make it to some of the shows. You know what's funny? I was looking through the rundown, you know, your comedy lineup, and mm-hmm. Audrey, one of the names of one of the groups is Aphasia.
Really?
Remember when Daniel Wallace was on my show and he was do you know that story about the Aphasoids? Where he used to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that bizarre?
Absolutely.
I think everything Daniel Wallace talks about is bizarre. And that's why I love him.
Really? Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on, you guys.
No problem. And I would be, just to say that if the people out there listening are looking for family program, that family programming, Comedy Sports is definitely the show you want to go see Friday and Saturday at 7:30 at the Arts Center. On the 22nd and 23rd, or every Saturday, 5 and 7:30 at DSI.
Great. Thanks. Audrey, thank you.
Okay, thank you,
Have
Jackie.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. This was a really fun show. And everybody out there, if you have any information that you want to get on the air, you can email Jackie at carrboro.com.
Thanks.
Comments, questions, whatever. And tune in again next week. For the Friday Night Focus on the Arts, WER, West End Report.
WCOM welcomes the support of the Carrboro Citizen, a sustainable newspaper in a sustainable community. Carrboro's own weekly community newspaper offers stories, news, and more about what matters to the people of Carrboro. Free copies are available at local businesses and locations throughout town.
From Chicle, the Chapel Hill Institute for Cultural and Language Education. Twice a month on Sundays at 5, Chicle has events that are free to everyone. We also teach Spanish, French, and many other languages to translations and provide interpreters. Our website is chi-cle.com. 933-0398. Hablamos Español. And listen to WCOM.